Shubhodaya. We'll start off with the Shanti Mantra from Rigveda. The meaning of this one: may we seek the protection of the Supreme Lord who pervades everywhere. May He shower His grace on us. May all the medicinal herbs grow in potency so that may all our diseases be cured. May the earth be filled with vegetation. May the bipeds be happy. May the quadrupeds be happy. May there be peace everywhere. Om Tachayo,
Om Tachayo,
Ravrini Mahe,
Ravrini Mahe,
Gatum Yajnaya,
Gatum Yajnaya,
Gatum Yajnapataye,
Gatum Yajnapataye,
Devi Im,
Devi Im,
Swastirastunaha,
Swastirastunaha,
Swastir Manushebhyaha,
Swastir Manushebhyaha,
Urdvam Ji Gatubeshajam,
Urdvam Ji Gatubeshajam,
Shanno astu dvipade e,
Shanno astu dvipade e,
Sham chatushpade,
Sham chatushpade,
Om shanti shanti shantihi,
Om shanti shanti shantihi.
The other day I looked at my shoes and thought it required some uplift. It's a black shoes. It needed some polish. So some days later I applied polish. It was in the garage. Shoes was in the garage. I applied the polish. Next day I realized I did not apply black polish. I applied brown polish. And it had a brown tinge on that one. And it still looked good. And it's a new shade. And I applied brown polish over it again, trying to convert black shoe into brown. And so I was happy that I have new shoes, brown shoes. And one day in the lunch break, I was going for a walk, and it's started raining, and soaking wet, all the brown polish came off, and the original color got revealed. And I tried to convert the black into brown, but black came back. And so is in the scripture says, you can't become somebody, you have to be yourself. If you try to become somebody, and it is the life is fraught with stress, anxiety, depression, you are trying to put your shoes and put your steps according to the tune of something else. I have come from all the way from India to here. Now I am trying to imitate that I am an Aussie. I want to pretend to others that I am an Aussie. And I am trying to put another mask onto myself. I am trying to project myself what I am not. I am trying to project that I am somebody else. By putting a mask on to yourself, trying to project, it is unnatural. There is no joy in that one. There is a joy, you becoming yourself. And in Bhagavad Gita it says, Sudharmam api cha vekshya na vikampitum arhasi, and stick to your original nature. Do not get shaken. Na vikampitum arhasi. And sudharme nidanam shreya paradharma swanishtita. If you're trying to put a mask onto somebody as somebody else, trying to project yourself as somebody else, and nothing but stress, anxiety, and depression. And it says, we have put on so many masks, and we have forgotten that we have put on the mask also. And we have been tuned such a way, we are tuned, and we have forgotten that we have mask. And it's our original nature is hidden deep within. We have forgotten that one. Yoga says, you have put on so many masks, you are lost your identity. Your last identity, you don't know who you are. And you have put on so many masks, you are trying to pretend that you are somebody else apart from yourself. You becoming yourself is yoga. When you realize your own nature, and like a small child, is very natural. It doesn't care whether the Prime Minister is sitting next to the child or it's an ordinary person is sitting, and child is very natural in expression. We have been conditioning the child. You had to, in presence of that person, you had to behave this way. In presence of that person, you had to behave this way. We are slowly conditioning that child to become unnatural. And I want to project myself that in the community, I am something else. So I buy a branded cloth, branded shoes. I live in certain suburb to project that I am of a different category. My brand is something. I want to uplift my brand image by wearing a branded cloth, branded shoes, and branded materials, whatever materials. In the house, I have all the branded things. So that I think my brand value will go up. I want to improve my brand value by having the branded cloth. By acquiring something, putting on to me, I want to uplift myself. And it says, your value won't go up. And suppose I use only the branded things, I lose all the branded product. So what will happen? My brand comes down. And instead of others, because of your value, these cloths should have a value. Your shoes have a value because of you. Your car should have a value because of you. And not the other way. I want in the community, I want to improve my status by valuing the branded thing. It says not that way. And I happened to go to Belur Mutt in Calcutta. They are displaying. These are the cloths worn by Swami Vivekananda. And this is the stick. This was the stick he was using. I went to Delhi, and these are the glasses of Gandhiji. And these are the shoes of Gandhiji. Those shoes got the value because of Gandhiji, not Gandhiji got the name because of that shoe. And that stick got the name because of Gandhiji, not other way around. And we also in the life spend so much of time to improve our brand name by having the branded product. It should be other way. And yoga says, uplift. You can't become something by putting on something else. If that goes, your value will come down. You have to uplift yourself. And yoga says, Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddho asiddho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Yoga means nothing but you becoming yourself. Become calm, relaxed, balanced personality is yoga. When you become calm and relaxed and balanced, established, your yoga becomes natural. Your actions becomes gentle. Otherwise, I'm unnatural. My actions are very unnatural and very rough and very crooked. If you want to become, your nature should become very natural and gentle. You discover yourself. When you discover yourself, Dukkha dhormanasya angame jayatva shwasa prashwasa vikshepa sahabhuva. It's in Patanjali. Patanjali says, if I do not discover myself, if I try to imitate as somebody else, the life is filled with dukkha. It's sorrow. There is no joy. Dukkha. Dhaurmanasya. Mind is not stable, agitated, disturbed. There is no peace in the mind. And very anxiety. Dukkha dhaurmanasya. Angame jayatva. That person, asana is uncomfortable. He or she can't do the asana properly. Unsteady. Body is restless. I can't sit properly. Limbs are moving here and there. There is no control over the limbs. Angame ajayatva. And shvasa prashvasa. My inhalation and exhalation is very jerky, very erratic. Breathing is very erratic. My posture is not natural. I can't sit properly. There is no control over my limbs. And sorrow and depression. And that happens when you do not discover yourself. If you want to have a good asana, good posture, while doing the yoga also you can do well, and try to discover yourself, discover the beauty, settle down in your life. Then calmness, serenity, stillness, joy, your pranayama happens naturally, your posture becomes calm and serene. This is the message given by Patanjali, how to have the peace and calm. This Patanjali Sutra is the continuation of the sutra I mentioned last time, that impediments to the sadhaka. It's a vyadi, sthyana, samshaya, pramada, alasya, avirati, bhranti darshana, alabdha bhumikatva. And it's I touched upon 9 impediments for the practitioners, like falling sick often, vyadi, sthyana, there is laziness in the mind, there is no unsteady mind, it's a dukkha, vyadi, sthyana, samshaya, doubting, samshaya, pramada, it's unknowingly, it's taking the wrong end of the when you are reading the scriptures, taking the wrong end of the stick, pramada, alasya, laziness, and alabdha bhumikatva, giving up. Practicing for some days and giving up. Unsteady in the practice. Alabdha bhumikatva. Anavasthitani. Unsteady in the practice. And having no belief in anyone. Not believing in the teacher. Not believing in the scriptures. These are the impediments I touched upon in the last term. Continuation of this one I touched upon. Dukkha, dhaurmanasya, angame jayatva. And shvasa prashvasa vikshepa. These are the impediments Patanjali talks about. Total 20 and odd impediments, which is 13 impediments comes in our path of the sadhaka. And the key message, how to overcome, you become yourself, not to put on the mask of somebody else and try to behave that like that person. You become natural. And in the one of the scriptures in the old Bible, and Jesus also says, my yoga is natural, my actions are gentle. My yoga is natural. It's in the old book in Hebrew, it is written. How can my yoga become natural? When I become myself, I need not have to pretend that somebody else. I am not here to impress anyone. It's my life is an expression of myself. I am not here to impress somebody. When I am here to impress somebody, then I have to play my game according to the tunes of others. When I am playing myself, for my own joy, and so my yoga becomes natural. My actions become gentle. It's the message of yoga. Lie down on your back.